Welcome back. I'm Todd Zwillick, and we go to Germany now, where citizens are getting ready to head to the polls this weekend for federal elections. Chancellor Angela Merkel is running for a fourth term, and she is expected to win as leader of the Christian Democratic Union Party in Germany. Now, we know that the U.S. intelligence community has concluded that Russia interfered in the 26th election here. There's evidence of that kind of meddling in France and the U.K. as well, and it's no different in this German election. Our next guest testified a couple of months ago before the Senate Intelligence Committee about Russian meddling in Germany's forthcoming elections. Constance Stelzenmüller says Russian efforts to destabilize Europe are just one part of what's on the minds of German voters.
There are a lot of big issues on people's minds, which is why this election has felt like a state of suspension, as though Europe and Germany were kind of taking a timeout.
Stelzenmüller is the Robert Bosch Senior Fellow with the Center on the U.S. and Europe at the Brookings Institution.
The issues are domestic, of course. There are questions about, you know, the sustainability of the German economy, which is very much based on exports and manufacturing, particularly car manufacturing. And in an age of automation and at a time when America is harshly criticizing Germany's trade surpluses and current account surpluses, that's also a foreign policy concern. Then there is the question of the future of Europe. How much more EU-Europe do we need? How much deeper integration do we need? And, of course, the relationship between the Trump administration and European allies being as contentious as it is, that raises the issue of European security. Is NATO going to be an alliance that still really includes the Americans for practical purposes, or do the Europeans need to do more? Then there's the issue of Russia and an ongoing migration and refugee inflows.
There are several investigations, meanwhile, here in the United States into Russia's interference in our presidential elections in 2016. There was evidence of Russian influence in France, some evidence of Russian influence in the Brexit vote. Is there evidence of Russian influence in the upcoming German election?
Yes, but it's mostly indirect. The Germans, in a sense, are lucky in that we have been watching elections unfold elsewhere in the Netherlands and France and, yes, in the U.S., seen evidence of Russian interference. Then there were some really blatant cases of Russian interference in Germany. Among other things, a hack of 16 gigabyte of data from the German federal legislature, the Bundestag. Then there were a couple of disinformation cases that became very widely known. And so Germans have had time to realize what was going on and to prepare to a certain degree. One thing that is assumed to be quite unlikely is a hacking of the voting process itself, because we vote on paper ballots. Frankly, the more important question to me is the continuous stream of Russian propaganda directed at Germans, including ethnic Russian Germans. And that will continue, I think, for the foreseeable future beyond the election day on September 24.
Does Russia want something specific out of this election in Germany, or do you see it as the broader process of disruption of democracies from France to the United States to Germany?
Germany has a multi-party system. It is much more difficult to influence an election in Germany in a way that actually has an outcome on the candidate. However, there has been noticeable alignment between the left and right-wing extremist parties in Germany and Russian narratives and Russian goals and support from Russian state media. And so, as we have seen from other elections, the presence of this kind of discourse often does put the established parties on the defensive, forces them to debate how to react to this, do they need to push back further. And so in that sense, I think it's to be expected that Russian propaganda will try and exploit that.
And that influence is ongoing. But Constance Stelzenmüller, beyond the borders of Germany, Angela Merkel has gained this reputation lately as sort of the standard bearer of Western democracy. Is that depiction of Angela Merkel accurate?
I think there's two caricatures of her. And like all caricatures, they contain a kernel of truth. They depict what some people think. But Angela Merkel has certainly been the first to deprecate the kind of glorification, you know, that describes her as the beacon of the free world. She's made jokes about that in public. But I think it's also unfair to describe her, as some of the alternative media do and the alt-right do, as the destroyer of Europe. That's silly. I personally believe that her decision to let refugees into Germany in September 2015 was, you know, a very honorable humanitarian decision The execution left something to be desired, but if she hadn't done that, those refugees that were already in Austria and in the Balkans would have created huge problems for the countries where they were then, you know, stacked up in camps. And by opening the boundaries of Germany to these refugees, actually the pressure was taken off these countries. Now, again, I mean, there's lots of things about the implementation of all this that you can criticize with good reason. But I think that this idea of Merkel as the destroyer of Europe is simply untrue. In fact, Germany has been propping up Europe, both in the Eurozone crisis with German loans, and it has also been holding together a European sanctions consensus over Russians' actions in Ukraine. And again, that's not to say you can't criticize German foreign policy for a number of things, which I would concur with.
So it seems like then that Angela Merkel is likely to win this election. We can't predict it for sure. If that does happen, Constance Stelzenmüller, and she's reelected for a fourth term, does she have a new mandate for Germany, or is the signal status quo?
Well, the mandate obviously depends on the vote she gets. If she gets a ringing endorsement from the voters, I think she has a mandate to work on her legacy. And I suspect that might be salvaging the transatlantic relationship, deepening relations with European neighbors, and stabilizing the European project, possibly with some deeper integration measures like more common defense or more common fiscal policy. We'll see. If she gets a very low-level vote and she has a problem forming a coalition with one or more parties, that will certainly weaken her stature, and that might lead to more status quo-oriented policies.
Constance Stelzenmüller, thank you for joining us.
It's been a pleasure, Todd. Thank you for having me on the show.
Constance Stelzenmüller is with the Center on the U.S. and Europe at the Brookings Institution.